It's easier to be accountable to our companies, businesses, and everyone else than it is to ourselves. Accountability is just as critical for our health as it is our businesses. But taking time for your health is most definitely an asset, not a liability. But with all that said, there's one key habit that explains why so many people fall short with their health and remain perpetually flustered with their goals. And I'm going to share that in this video. Welcome to Executive Health and Life. I'm your host, Julian Hayes II, where the mission is to help you live longer, better, and stronger while maintaining your edge, and ultimately to help and inspire you to become the CEO of your health and your life. Now, as I mentioned earlier, many are excellent at managing their businesses, their companies, rising up the ranks in corporate, and keeping themselves accountable in those areas. But when it comes to the area of managing their very own health and well-being, many of these same top performers, they fall short in this arena. It's a hassle. They simply try to fit exercise into their schedule whenever they can. And you can add a thousand other scenarios here. But don't get it twisted. Our health is our greatest asset. That statement right there, it's nothing revolutionary. It's not some mind-bending notion that's hard to understand and comprehend. Most people will, in fact, tell you that their health is their greatest asset. But these same people that recite this sentence, those same people, if we watched them, we had a camera to follow them, their day-to-day story is going to tell a different narrative. And this leads us to the question, if health is our greatest asset, why do we not act in a way that matches this ideal? Why is it so difficult to execute on that sentence of health being our greatest asset? And this comes down to one thing. It's called the lag effect. The lag effect, simply think of this as our actions today won't manifest as issues until later in the future. Now, we're discussing this from a health angle, but this applies to wealth and how we go about investing. This goes about careers, some of the choices we make. This definitely goes by relationships and some of the decisions that we do with relationships and who we choose to entertain earlier in our life, and sometimes coming back to bite us in the butt down the road. And you can add any other facet of life to this as well. But there's a long lag between what we do today and it's showing up with our health. So it's not an issue until it's an issue. These are often delayed. These are often very subtle consequences of our actions and our various lifestyle choices in regards to our health. And I think with this sentence here, this explains a lot of human nature that we go out and see. I know for me personally, I used to get very flustered with friends and family who did not take better care of themselves after all of the stuff we went through in our family, all the stuff we saw in our family. Like, how does this not scar you? How does this not inspire you to do something different so you don't end up like that and don't have to deal with that? And that's simply because today, all those people that I was getting flustered with, they're walking around normally. They have all their limbs. They got a good clean bill of health at the doctor. Well, it said it was normal, but that's a whole different story. But for right now, in this present moment right now, they don't have any problems. They don't feel any aches and pains. They don't have any limitations. So it's hard to really have this sense of urgency to springboard into action if everything seems okay right now and you're comfortable, because most people just want to be comfortable. Now, I'm going to share five more threads, you can call it that, that's going to connect this lag effect even more. And so the first one here is the big obvious, and that's delayed health outcomes. The impact of our daily choices on our health is not going to be immediately visible. We know this. If you go to the gym and work out, you're not going to have some great shoulders the next day. You're not going to have a six-pack the next day. It doesn't work like that. If you go for a run today, and this is your first time running ever, you're probably not going to be able to run a marathon the very next day. That's not how it works. So this individual here, they can have an unhealthy diet. They can have a sporadic exercise routine for years, before it finally catching up to them, whether this is weight gain, cardiovascular issues, or other health problems. You know, I'm in my mid-30s now. And it's kind of funny to say I'm in my mid-30s because there's a time and point where I thought literally that once you got past 30, everything goes downhill from there in terms of your health and just your general functioning of life. It sounds outlandish, but that was my paradigm at one point in time. But I'm in my mid-30s now, and the list is getting smaller. It's getting smaller now. It was starting to shrink around 26, 27. And then some people pass the test. You get to 30. And then there's another huge inflection point at 35. And so the list is smaller and smaller now. And this list I'm talking about is people who are in shape, people who are fit looking, that I went to school with. And that's simply because they didn't take the next point seriously. And that's the accumulative effect. So what this is this thread here is simply talking about the negative effects of poor health habits and how they slowly, stealthily accumulate over time. They accumulate so slow over time that you don't notice them. It's the thing with holidays. You know, we're coming around the holiday season again, and there's different stats out there to talk about the average weight gain. But typically, you can say some people put on, I don't know, maybe 6 to 10 pounds. So let's go with the 10 pounds. Say someone is 10 pounds heavier during this time of the year, but then the course of the year rolls around and that 10 pounds goes away. All of it, but maybe 3 pounds. So a 3 pounds difference in a year's time, 3 pounds is not that bad, right? Because 3 pounds is not enough to really change your waist size, or if you got some suits and everything, you're still going to be able to fit in them. It's not that big of a deal. But let's say that we repeat this again for the next year. Same scenario, 3 pounds again, 6 pounds, still not too bad. Next year, 3 more pounds. So now we're at 9 pounds. So things are a little different then. That's 9 pounds of fat. You're going to notice that. And then you do it again. You're really going to notice it then. That's 12 pounds of fat in 4 years. So think about this. If I'm in my mid-30s and someone started to adhere to this rule maybe at 27 and say they're 35 now, that's eight years. 8 times 3 is 24 pounds. And there you go. People are always so shocked. Oh, I can't believe that. I can't believe I'm 20 pounds overweight, or I don't know how this happened. Life just happened. No. It's death by a thousand cuts. It's the accumulative effect. You know, small, seemingly insignificant choices in our diet, our exercise, our decisions, our environment, and even who you choose to entertain on a romantic level, all of these things can lead to significant health challenges later in life. Who's it? Holistically, everything is connected to everything. Nothing exists in silos. Absolutely nothing exists in silos. And so we have to get over that. So the third thing is the concept of preventative versus reactive health. So this concept highlights the lag effect, because oftentimes we need pain, we need a disaster, we need something to really scare us, something alarming, then we're going to spring into action. You know, honestly, family and confidence, wanting to impress women, and various hospital experiences. This was kind of my springboard initially, a very small percentage. But another big thing for me, which it was visualizing and time traveling to the future. You know, I thought about this in my 20s, my early 20s. I always had this notion in mind that being in top-notch shape in your early 20s is easy. I thought about just how I could eat a little bit of whatever I wanted, stay out all times of the night, go right to class, take exams, and still have impeccable metrics in terms of body composition. But that thing changes when you become 35, you know, and 35 is a huge inflection point in longevity. I think there's certain ages along the pendulum that are huge inflection points for people, and 35 is one of those. And I think that's when true separation That's when the true separation season really begins. Then, you know, 20s, it's easy. Your metabolism is firing on all cylinders. But your 30s, metabolism by default will slow down unless you're doing something about it. And life starts to happen. Some people have families, some people careers, businesses, you name it. So there's a lot of distractions that can start to take place at 35. And so that's when a lot of people, once again, start to really go down a little bit and get closer to that average range. If that's what you want, that's cool. I have nothing against that. It just is what it is. But this type of mindset forces you, when you are preventative, it forces you to always be thinking ahead. And that was one of the gifts that I had. And I think it's a lot of people that you see who maintain a great pillar of health for decades. We can all do it for 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, a lot of times. But can you do it for a decade? You know, that's an entirely different thing. And so the fourth thread here is to reframe your mind. Optimal health is most definitely an inside-out job. And the first area to optimize is your mindset. You know, as Picasso says, and I have three quotes on my phone, and one of those is, everything you can imagine is real. So what are you imagining? Are you imagining being someone who has their health fully in their hands, their destiny? It doesn't matter about your genes. Doesn't matter what your family did. Doesn't matter none of that stuff. The past is the past. Or are you someone who just thinks it is what it is? There's little under my control. My genes are my destiny. It runs in my family. Blah, 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 blah. It's the system out here. It's the government, the president. It's whatever. Those are two different types of mindsets. But they make a big difference because optimal health is an inside out job. And so if we have faulty thinking, we have bunch of negative thoughts and feelings, that's usually time going to lead to actions that are not conducive in the long run. So instead of waiting for health problems to manifest, these people who are more proactive, who have more of a, it's in my control, they're going to take proactive steps toward their health and well-being as a long-term investment because they're thinking big picture. They're thinking like a long-term investor, not necessarily like a trader. And so the fifth thread here is to seek accountability. So having someone to answer to, having a support system, this is going to help keep you consistent. This is going to help you make positive choices for your health. And, you know, just as a company, it needs a strategic plan. It needs a sense of direction. It needs some boundaries and guidelines established. It needs regular check-ins. Our well-being, our health, our energy, it depends on having a roadmap and oftentimes someone to answer to. And so with this lag effect, and especially when I talk about accountability, it matters and it really needs to be taken seriously. And this was surprising to me, and it may sound surprising to you, but one of the unexpected challenges that top performers encountered, that I've been blessed to interview a lot of different people, talk to people behind the scenes and everything, is accountability. And that's because CEOs, business leaders, anyone in a leadership position or entrepreneurial position, they have limited accountability when it comes to their health and fitness goals oftentimes. And that's due to these individuals having a high degree of autonomy in their professional lives. Now, you may be absorbed by your work. You may not immediately feel the effects of an unhealthy lifestyle. You can be at the startup stage right now in your business. And, or you could be, maybe there's an important merger and acquisition that's being done right now. I know it's the end of the year. Maybe there's a sales quota to hit. Maybe you are at a position, at a job or something right now, and you really want to get out of there. And it is all hands on deck to get this side hustle going. Get the side business going. No matter the scenario, it's taking time for your health can feel like a burden because there's so much work to be done. There's so many things that you know that's running around in your head right now. And I'm right there with you, quite honestly. I am right there with you. Most days at this current stage that I'm in right now, I do not feel like going to train. It is I don't want to say it's a struggle. That's being a little more overdramatic, but it's a nuisance a lot of times. And, you know, being able to run, it's a gift. Being able to go lift and box, it's a gift. But oftentimes it feels like a nuisance right now at this stage. So I'm definitely understanding if you're one of those people that feel like me. You know, and I just force myself to start doing a social activity or two every week just to kind of build a more holistic life, you know. And you can watch the Blue Zone documentary, and I read the book a long time ago, and community and socializing is an important part of our lives. But when you are at one of these ventures that I just talked about, doing those things feels like a nuisance and not like a necessity. And so I could easily sit at this computer. I could study, I could brainstorm, I could read all day, and I would have no issues. I don't need to talk to anyone. I could just sit and focus on this work because there's a lot to do. And so, much like you, though, I have to remember that there's a lag effect with my health. Just what I've done in the past does not really matter because it's done. All I can do is learn from it and move forward. And so you have to earn it every day. And that's kind of what I remind myself. You have to earn it every day. You know, the next 90 days, what's that going to look like at early 2024? It's going to be predicated on what I do in November right now. So what you will do today probably won't be fully felt for another 90 days or so. This could be negative. This could be positive, non-ideal, or ideal. It depends on the decisions that you make. So as we land this ship, keep in mind, though, that when you're at your mental, your emotional, your spiritual, and your physical best, you're equipped to lead at your best. So embrace accountability. Embrace it not as a burden, but as a lifeline to your health, your performance, and your longevity. Adhere to the lag effect and keep it top of mind. Keep it top of mind in whatever your goal and processes are. And so until next time, stay awesome, be limitless, and as always, go be the CEO of your health and your life. Peace.